and 3 tall cans of Pep Milk. There you are, mighty fine milk, Pep Milk. It's the kind Mary Lee Taylor uses in all her wonderful recipes. Pep Milk, the first evaporated milk, presents the Mary Lee Taylor program, featuring the story of the week about that happy American family, Jim, Sally, and Betsy Carter, and the recipe of the week from the friendly Pep Milk kitchen, brought to you by your own good friend, Mary Lee Taylor. Last week, we told you about a brand new 16-page recipe book just completed called Dependable Recipes. And if you haven't sent for your free copy, write for it today. This book is packed with recipes that help you to serve your family's favorite foods in a variety of different tempting ways. And it's as easy as this to get a copy. Just put your name and address and the words Dependable Recipes on a postcard and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC, and here she is.
Thank you, Del King, and a warm welcome to every one of you. Today's story about the Carter family really began when the Carter's landlady said to Sally,
"I certainly wouldn't trust that old man to take care of any baby of mine."
"But Mrs. Hackett, Mr. Whitsitt is Betsy's godfather. He's a sweet old man and wonderful with Betsy.
And you don't know beans about him. I tell you, Mrs. Carter, anything's liable to happen."
What does happen one day when Mr. Whitsitt takes little Betsy Carter to the park, you'll hear in just a minute. But first, a promise that right after the story, I'm going to give you one of my favorite recipes, the recipe for French toasted sandwiches.
And what a recipe it is. Just imagine, 2 slices of delicious French toast with melted cheese in between, and you have a pretty good idea of just what French toasted sandwiches are.
And if you've never made French toast with Pep Milk, you're in for a pleasant surprise. This double rich milk makes the best French toast ever. And no wonder. Pep Milk, you know, comes from the finest dairy farms in the country. Then it's concentrated to double richness.
Yes, and the dairy farmers who produce milk that's good enough for Pep Milk are mighty proud of that achievement, too.
You'll hear more about how you can use double rich Pep Milk in your own cooking a little later. But right now, let's see what's happening in the little capital city apartment where Jim and Sally Carter live. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and Sally and Jim are enjoying that favorite Sunday afternoon occupation of young parents. Wheeling the baby in the park.
Jim, you don't think I'm prejudiced, do you? She really is the prettiest baby in the park, isn't she?
Of course, darling. Yeah, you know, your mother said she'd get pretty that first day at the hospital.
Jim Carter, you mean you didn't think she was pretty then?
Well, she's better looking now. You have to admit that.
I guess so, but I thought she was beautiful the first time I laid eyes on her.
I've been thinking, Sally, we really ought to have some good pictures of Betsy, especially while she's at this age. And she couldn't get any cuter. Don't you think we should?
A picture? Why, sure, darling. I guess so.
Oh, gosh, Sally, what's the matter? Well, I thought before the baby came, you were always talking about pictures.
Well, Jim, what I mean is... Jim, there's the ice cream cone man. Run, get me one, will you?
Sally had a very good reason for changing the subject so quickly from photographs to ice cream cones. The very next morning...
Hello? Who? Oh, yes, the photographer. Of course, Mr. Jackson. Oh, yes, I thought the proofs were adorable of her. Oh, they'll be ready this Thursday? Oh, no, that's all right. It's just a little sooner than I expected. I'll call you back, Mr. Jackson, to let you know when I can pick them up. Thanks a lot. Okay, Betsy girl. Into your bath. Go. Oh. Know who that was, Betsy? That was that nice man who took your picture.
Oh,
Betsy! Right in my eye. You love your bath, don't you, darling? You do.
Who is it?
Me, your landlady.
Oh, come on in, Mrs. Hackett. I'm bathing the baby in the kitchen.
Oh, ain't she sweet. Hello, Betsy, darling. Sally, I just stopped by to tell you that Mrs. Riley, the woman I promised to get you to come and help you with your cleaning, well, she can't come after all.
Mrs. Hackett, that's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Well, yes, and don't try to get anybody else. I'll manage her cleaning myself. And the money I was going to pay her will be just what I need to pay for Betsy's picture.
Well, now you're talking foolish, if I may say so. Your husband wants to pay for the cleaning. Let him do it. He'll pay for the pictures, too.
Hey, just a minute, Betsy, and you'll be all finished. Oh, I know he would, Mrs. Hackett, but, well, I want the pictures for a Father's Day surprise. I had them taken 2 weeks ago, and the proofs are adorable.
Oh, of course. You're getting prettier every day, ain't you, Lane?
Oh, I was afraid I was going to have to tell him yesterday and spoil the surprise. He started talking about having photographs made.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've had a terrible time saving the money without him noticing it on the budget book. But this cleaning money will just make it. The photographer said he could have them finished Thursday, and I can't wait to get them. Okay, honey. Now I'll dry you off.
Where'd you have them made?
Oh, Sanders, all the way downtown. Well, it was a lot of trouble getting Betsy down there, but they're awfully good, so it was worth it. I'll get Mr. Whitford to take her to the park Thursday afternoon, and I'll go down and get some men. Oh, he doesn't know about them either. I thought I'd give him one on Father's Day, too. He's Betsy's godfather, you know. Oh, Betsy. Oh, still while I'm thinking about it.
Sally, I've told you before, and I'll tell you again. It ain't right for you to let that old man take that baby to the park.
There you are, Betsy. Clean and sweet as a rose.
Now, put you into your bed.
Oh, I don't see why you think that, Mrs. Hackett. Mr. Whitford loves to take care of Betsy, and he's so proud when he has her in the park.
Maybe, but what do you know about him? Who is he? Where'd he come from?
Oh, what difference does it make? We know all the important things about him. We know he's good and kind and conscientious. Well, you don't think we'd have asked him to be Betsy's godfather otherwise, do you?
I don't know. I've read about babies being sold to people like that. People just so foolish about them, they couldn't bear to part with them.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, now, if he was to make off with Betsy, where'd you start looking?
Oh, Mrs. Hackett, you're talking foolish now. Why, he'd never do that.
Oh, that's what people always think. Read about things in the paper, but they think, oh, that couldn't happen to me.
Nobody's going to steal Betsy. Certainly not Mr. Whitford.
Dodge ain't for young. He's likely to have a stroke any time.
Well, to tell the truth, I do worry a little once in a while about things happening to Mr. Whitford when he has Betsy out. Well, as you say, he isn't so young or so strong. Oh, thank goodness. The park's so close and... Well, if a mother worried about all the things that might possibly happen to a baby, why, she'd have to put it in a padded cell for safekeeping.
Well, maybe. He ain't the sitter I'd choose. When'd you say you're going to get the pictures?
Oh, Thursday. I'm going to call the photographer right now. And then I'll write a note to Mr. Whitford to be sure he'll be here. Oh, I can hardly wait till Thursday. Oh, here we are, Mr. Whitford. Oh, your favorite bench is vacant. Now, do you have something to read? I think Betsy will sleep most of the time.
Sure. Got my paper. Got a red balloon for Betsy, too, in case she wakes up.
Oh, I see you have. She'll love it, too. She's never had one. Well, if you're all set, I'll run along. I'll stop by for you on my way home.
No need for that. I can wheel the little lady back.
Oh, I'd like to stop by anyway. I don't think I'll be gone long. I just have to pick up something. Bye.
Take your time, Sally. Take your time.
But Sally's errand took longer than she expected. The bus was slow, and she had to wait at the photographer's, and she was late and breathless when she got back to the park.
Why, I must be awfully late. Well, they've gone. Oh, here's the red balloon tied to the bench.
Funny you forgot it. I guess I'll take... Hackett. Oh, gee, you've got the porch all scrubbed. Want me to go in the back door?
No, it's about dry. Get the pictures? Let's see them.
Oh, in a minute. As soon as I run in and see Mr. Fritz and Betsy.
Well, they ain't here.
Well, they must be. They aren't in the park.
Well, they ain't here. I've been cleaning around the hall and scrubbing the porch, and they didn't come in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I must have missed them in the park. I don't see how I could, but I must. I better go right back.
I'd better go with you. You're likely to need me.
There's the bench where I left them, and they just aren't there.
They ain't on any of the benches. You can see all over this little park.
Well, I'll go this way and ask the police officer on the corner if he's seen me.
I'll go the other way and ask anybody I come to.
The policeman didn't remember seeing them at all. Well, did you find out anything?
Nobody knows a thing.
Oh, I just can't imagine. Oh, I know Mr. Whitsett would take good care of Betsy. It's just something... Oh, thank goodness.
Huh?
Well, there's Betsy's carriage over there in front of that tobacco shop. Come on, Mrs. Hackett.
Oh, heavens. Oh, did I ever look tight in my working clothes? Just that scared, I didn't give a thought to how I look.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was scared myself. Of course, I have perfect confidence in Mr. Whitson, and I know he'd always look after Betsy, but, well, I thought he might have gotten sick or something. Oh, it was stupid of me not to think of a tobacco shop in the first place, but... Why, she's not here. Betsy's not in the carriage.
Oh, Miss Carter, they ain't in the shop either.
Come on, I'll go inside and ask the man if he knows anything. Oh, pardon me. That baby carriage out there. Do you know...
You know, I've been wondering about that myself. Old fellow left it there a couple hours ago.
But the baby...
Came in here in a terrible rush and asked for change to use a payphone. Then he gave me half dollar to wash the carriage.
But the baby...
Called the cab and told it to hurry.
But the baby, please.
Took the baby out of the carriage and got in the cab. And that's the last I seen of him.
Oh, dear, what could have happened? Was the baby sick or anything?
Not that I noticed.
Oh, something must be terribly wrong. Well, I'd better call Jim.
Oh, you had that.
Oh, where's a nickel? Oh, here's one. Oh, Well, Mr. Fritz certainly wouldn't take Betsy off in a cab like that without telling me unless there was some good reason, but... Oh, may I speak to Mr. Carter, please? Thank you. I'll wait.
Hey, you. You didn't hear him say where he was going, did you? Was he headed for the railroad station, was he?
Couldn't say, ma'am.
But for heaven's sake, Mrs. Hackett, of course he wasn't. There's some perfectly simple explanation to the whole thing. If we could just... Oh, hello. He isn't. He did, but... Oh, dear. Well, thank you.
What now?
Well, Jim's left the office. He got a telephone call and tore out in a terrible rush without stopping to tell anybody where he was going.
Strange.
Oh, something awful must have happened to Betsy, and well, Mr. Whitsett must have called Jim. I don't know what to do now.
We'd better go home and start calling the hospital.
The hospital? Oh, yes, I guess we had. Well, let's hurry.
I hope everything turns out all right, ma'am.
Thank you. Goodbye.
We'll return to our story in just about half a minute. But right now, I do want to remind you to send in for the new 16-page recipe book called Dependable Recipes. To be extra helpful to you, the recipes in this book list the different amounts of ingredients needed to make 2 or 4 or 6 servings, so you can fix just as much as you need and not have to bother with leftovers. And the food fixed according to these wonderful recipes is the kind that'll make your family say, "Mom, you're the best cook in town." Remember, to get a free copy, just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or to the address you'll be given a little later. Now, back to our story.
I'll go right in and start telephoning Mrs. Hackett. You stay out here and watch for them.
Sure, call St. Teresa's first, it's nearest, and... Wait a minute, Sally. Come back here. Here comes a cab.
Oh, yes. Is it coming here? Oh, I believe it is.
Yes, they're in it. Yes, they are.
Oh.
Hi, Sally.
Oh, Mr. Whitson. Is Betsy all right? Give it to me. And you, are you all right, Mr. Whitson?
Sure am. We're both all right, ain't we, Betsy?
Here, young fella, here's your fare.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Betsy, you angel. Am I glad to see you. Look at her, smiling just as though nothing had happened.
Nothing did it?
Well, no, I guess not.
And where have you been?
Betsy and I had a little errand to do, but it took longer than I counted on. Hurried as fast as I could. Hope you weren't upset, Sally.
Well, I was a little worried. I suppose it was silly of me, but you weren't anywhere. I couldn't help it.
Scared half out of her wits she was. Me too.
I'm awful sorry. I guess I better tell you what happened.
Oh, and here comes Jim, too. Hello, dear.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Where have you been?
Why, at work, of course. I left early, too. I'll do a little errand. But, say, what is all this, anyway? Why all the excitement on the front porch? Come on, let's go in.
Well, it's sort of complicated, Jim, but well, I had an errand to do, so Mr. Whitsett kept Betsy.
I had an errand to do, so I took Betsy.
And I came home and couldn't find him, so I called you.
I get it, and I had an errand to do and wasn't there.
So I thought something terrible had happened, but nothing happened, nothing at all. Come on in the apartment, all of you.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing happened. Meant to keep my errand for a surprise. But I guess I better show you. Look.
Photographs.
Photographs of Betsy.
Tinted.
Yeah. Got them taken without you knowing it, all right. But today I took her to check on the color. I knew darn well they didn't have her eyes blue enough. So we had to wait while they changed them.
Photographs. I never dreamed.
Well, don't you like them? I think they're right good.
Oh, they're perfectly beautiful. And you're a darling, Mr. Whitson.
Well, sure, they're excellent. I was just a little surprised, that's all. You see, I was keeping my errand a secret, too, but... look.
Photographs.
Enlarged from color snapshots.
Mm-hmm. I borrowed Andy's camera and took them Sunday afternoon when we got home from the park. You remember how we were talking about how we ought to have some, Sally? What's the matter? Don't you like them?
Of course, darling. Darling, they're wonderful, but, well, I was going to keep my surprise till Father's Day, but I guess there's not much sense in that now. Oh, where's my package?
There.
Where?
Under your arm.
Oh, yes. I guess I was kind of excited. Well.
Not, no, it can't be.
Uh-huh. Look.
Photograph.
Betsy, I'll bet you're the most photographed baby in the country. Except maybe for Shirley Temple, little girl.
Well, if you ask me, you can't have too many pictures of this young lady.
No, Mr. Whitsett, you're right. And as Mom always says, Betsy won't be a baby very long.
We'll be looking in on Jim and Sally Carter and baby Betsy again next Saturday morning. But right now, let's get back to the Pet Mill Kitchen and those wonderful French toasted sandwiches of Mary Lee Taylor's.
Come right in, Dale. There's always room for one more in the Pet Mill Kitchen. And by the way, I wore my charm bracelet this morning just to remind you.
Oh, sure. You know, if you could see Mary Lee's charm bracelet, you'd notice that one of the charms is a tiny Pet Mill can. A tiny metal charm that looks just like the tall can of Pet Milk. I wear one on my key ring, too. Sort of feel that it brings me luck. And here's how you can get one. Just write your name and address and the word charm on the back of one Pet Milk label and send the label to Mary Lee Taylor, Cal this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. Yes, that's the same address that you use when you ask for the new recipe book.
And now, before I give the recipe for French toasted sandwiches, I'd like to suggest the kind of quick, easy meal that you can plan around these sandwiches. It's probably not the kind of food you'd serve as the main meal of the day, but it's grand for lunch or supper when the weather's warm, and it costs only about 21 cents a person.
Oh, come on now. You've got me curious.
Well, it's as simple as this. French toasted sandwiches served with a green salad. And for dessert, vanilla pudding made with packaged pudding powder and topped with a spoonful of jelly or preserve. Cookies, or cake, if you have some on hand,
and hot or iced coffee.
With Pep Milk, please, ma'am.
Of course, with Pep Milk. And that meal, even though it may not sound like a lot, is a very nourishing and satisfying meal, because there's a surprising amount of nourishment in those delicious French toasted sandwiches. And here's something that may surprise you. When you toast sandwiches on a pancake griddle, or in a skillet, or on an electric grill, usually you spread a lot of butter or margarine on the outside of the sandwiches so they'd be nice and brown when toasted.
Well, what's so surprising about that, Mary Lee?
Oh, well, the surprise is that you don't need any butter at all for these French toasted sandwiches.
None at all?
No, you just make up some sandwiches with slices of American cheese and plain slices of bread. Dip the sandwiches into a milk and egg mixture, then brown them on both sides in a very small amount of shortening. And here are the directions and the amounts of the ingredients given in the order in which you'll use them to make French toasted sandwich.
Okay, shoot. I've got my pencil all sharpened.
All right. First, make 4 sandwiches with 8 slices of bread and 4 slices of American cheese.
Make 4 sandwiches using 8 slices bread, 4 slices American cheese. Okay.
Then mix 1 well-beaten egg.
Mix 1 well-beaten egg. With what, Mary Lee?
1/2 cup Pep milk.
1/2 cup Pep milk, the milk that's twice as rich as bottled milk and costs so very little.
And under that 1/2 cup of Pep milk, Dell, put down 1/4 cup water.
1/4 cup water. All right.
And 1/2 teaspoon salt.
1/2 teaspoon salt. And when the egg, Pep milk, water, and salt are all mixed together, then what?
Dip the sandwiches, 1 at a time, in that milk mixture.
Dip sandwiches, 1 at a time, in milk mixture. All set. Next.
Brown on both sides in skillet.
Brown on both sides in skillet.
In about 1/8 inch hot shortening.
About 1/8 inch hot shortening. And almost before you know it, you've got 4 beautiful French toasted sandwiches.
Yes, and almost before you know it, they'll disappear, too. They're so good. As a matter of fact, though, in the ordinary size skillet, it's best to brown only 2 sandwiches at a time, because the skillet should be large enough to keep the sandwiches from touching one another. And not many women have skillets large enough to hold 4 sandwiches. Of course, you could have 2 skillets going at one time, but who wants to wash an extra skillet when it's not really necessary?
Not me. I wouldn't mind having an extra French toasted sandwich, though, and I'd be glad to wait for it.
I don't doubt it. Oh, yes, one thing I do want to tell you. Don't cut the crust off the bread when you make French toasted sandwiches. The sandwiches will hold together better if you leave the crust on. And besides, the dipping will soften the crust.
You know, Mary Lee, I think this recipe for French toasted sandwiches is one of the best ideas you've ever had. And you know what?
What?
In just one of those sandwiches, a person gets 1/4 of a cup of rich whole milk, on account of Pep milk is double rich. And 1/2 cup of Pep milk is equal to 1/4 cup of whole milk, and 1 cup divided by 4 makes 1/4 cup in each sandwich.
You're remarkable, Dale.
And so is Pep milk.
It really is. And now, just one or two helpful tips about that recipe. Instead of the cheese, you can use 1/3 cup of potted meat or deviled ham in those sandwiches. Either one is delicious. And put the milk and egg mixture in a shallow dish or a pie pan. Then it's easy to coat the bread all over it. That Pep milk and egg mixture is the very same mixture that makes such wonderful plain French toast. So keep that in mind
when you want to give your family something special for breakfast.
And when you shop for food for your family, keep Pep Milk in mind. If you don't see it in your favorite grocery store, ask for it. Because Pep Milk is the evaporated milk that's right for everyone in the family, from the just-born baby to grandma and grandpa. Yes, Pep Milk is a concentrated form of honest-to-goodness whole milk. It's twice as rich as the milk generally sold in bottles. It's easy to carry, always stays good and sweet until you're ready to open the can and use it. And you'll generally find Pep Milk costs less than any other form of milk.
And I can't refrain from reminding you again to send for the book called Dependable Recipes. It's brand new, and no matter how many Pep Milk recipe books you have in your collection, you don't have this one unless you've sent for it during the past week. So write me today, care of this station, or Pep Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, for Dependable Recipes.
In a few moments, Mary Lee will bring you today's recipe for happiness. But first, a reminder that tonight is the night to enjoy the songs of Vic Damone, featured on The Pep Milk Show with Kay Armon, The Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his Pep Milk Orchestra. So tune in for Vic Damone and Company tonight over most of these same NBC stations. And next week, how about next week, Mary Lee?
Well, it'll be another Jim and Sally Carter story, of course. And next Saturday's recipe of the week is for one of those wonderful whipped Pep Milk desserts that listeners keep asking for. So don't miss it.
And don't miss getting your copy of the Mary Lee Taylor recipe and meal planning folder that's being featured in grocery stores this week, right along with the Pep Milk display. And now, today's recipe for happiness.
Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. And now until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck. And good health to all of you from Pep Milk, the first evaporated milk. The milk that's so rich, folks say it really belongs in the cream pitcher. Today's story was written by Jane Spencer, directed by Al Chance. Del King speaking.